We'll do in Maimorim Melukat in Chelek Gimel. This is the 56th Maimer. The Maimer Vayishlach Yeshua Goimer Shnaim Anoshim Rab Glim Goimer, which was said on Shabbos Parshas Shlach, Chofches Sivan, 28th of Sivan, Mevorchen Achodesh Tammuz, in the year Tovshin Lamed Vov. And as it brings out in the notes, that this was later on published in the Kuntres, in the booklet for the 28th of Sivan in Tovshin Memches. This was Motzoi Shabbos Kodesh, the date on the booklet is Motzoi Shabbos Kodesh Parshas Shlach. It was the Shnas Hakil in the year of Tovshin Memches. It was published in honor and for the forthcoming Yoim HaBoyer, the clear day of the 28th of Sivan, which is coming upon us, and that is the day in which the Rebbe and the Rebbetzin, the Rabbonis HaTzidkonis, the Shmos Eiden, were rescued, were saved from the Emek HaBocha Ripoi, from the European, the Holocaust, and they reached in a successfully to the United States on Monday, the 28th day of Sivan in the year Tovshin Aleph. And at that point, it started a whole new era, a whole new rose to a new height in strengthening and disseminating Torah and Yiddishkeit, and disseminating the wellsprings by the foundation of the three central institutions, and that is Machne Yisrael and the Kohos and Merkaz L'Inyan Chinuch, in which the Rebbe was headed all these three new organizations, and that brought this whole new impetus. And the Maimer was printed for Chof Ches Sivan. Let's look inside the Maimer. Vayishlach Yeshua Goimer Shnayim Anoshim Meraglim Goimer. So this is from the Haftorah of this week of Parsha Shlach. It says the story of there where Yeshua sent two people to scout out. So he explains in Likutei Torah with the same opening from Vayishlach Yeshua. Hachiluk bein hamaraglim sheshalach Yeshua lahamaraglim sheshalach Moshe, the difference between the maraglim sent by Yehoshua that we read in the Torah and the maraglim that we read in the Parsha, which Moshe Rabbeinu sent. So the maraglim sheshalach Moshe ksiv, by the maraglim that were sent by Moshe, the pasuk says shlach lecha. Shlach lecha means ledaitcha, send on your own understanding, in your opinion. Ani eini mitzavelach, I am not commanding you, do as you see fit. As opposed to the sending of the Maragn of Yeshua, that wasn't on Moshe's own understanding, on his mind, but by the command of Hashem. So that's one difference. Meraglim in our parsha were sent by the opinion of Moshe. Hashem did not command him. And the Meraglim by Yehoshua over there was a command from Hashem. And there's yet another distinction. The Meraglim that Yeshua sent, he only sent them to Yericho because that was Man Olah Shel Eretz Yisrael. That was the lock of Eretz Yisrael, that if you are able to conquer Yericho, then you can conquer all of Eretz Yisrael. But he didn't send them to all of Eretz Yisrael, just to the lock of Eretz Yisrael, the key to all of Eretz Yisrael. And by inspecting Yericho, Torus Kol Haaretz, That's the way they scouted the older land, by knowing what's going on in Yerichu, that was sufficient for older land. Masheikin ha-meraglim she-sholach Moshe, as opposed to the meraglim that Moshe sent, holchu b'chol ha-ores, lor kol ha-rochva, they went in all of the land, to the length and the width. So that's the second difference, that over here in our parsha, they actually traveled through the entire day, went through the whole land, the length and the width. Mashen came by Yeshua, the meraglim were only in Yerechai, which was the Man'ulo Shel Eretz Yisroel. So first, in our parsha, it was by Moshe, and they went through all of Eretz Yisroel. In the Haftorah, in Yeshua, over there, it was by the instructions of Hashem, and they just went to Yerechai. Why is that? Basic. When we understand this in Avodas HaOdom, Yerechai is the level, corresponds to the level in the service of Hashem, to the person's machshove dibur maisa, to the garments of the person. That is something which we have a command from Hashem, everybody can tackle, everybody is responsible. So therefore, spiritually, when it comes to machshove dibur maisa, we have a command of Hashem, and on the other hand, when it comes to the essence of the person, to the seven nation corresponding to the midos of the person, over there not everybody is able to conquer them, to turn themselves around. The Beinuni is struggling and he can't change his essence around. And therefore, you need Moshe Rabbeinu Davke, the level of Moshe within you, to overcome that. Let's look inside, base. Nakuda Sabir Bazeh, the point of the explanation of this, first of all, the way to understand it is by realizing that the command that took place then, on a spiritual level, is now as well. Shatziv Hude Kibusha Ores Beruchnius, the command to conquer the land in a spiritual level, is just like all commands of the Torah. It's a eternal concept in every generation. So today, on a spiritual level, we still have to conquer Eretz Yisrael because the Torah is eternal. So what are we talking about? Conquering Eretz Yisrael, literally, that's not applicable today. But there is the idea of conquering Eretz Yisrael on a spiritual level. The kol echad v'echad mi Yisrael, for each and every one of the Jewish people, tzorich lichbosh kol hakoyches v'hinyonim, the gufei v'nefesh ha-bahamis. Each and every one of the Jewish people needs to conquering Eretz Yisrael spiritually means to conquer kol ha-koyches v'inyonim, the gufei v'nefesh ha-bahamis. All of the powers, all matters of his body and his animal soul, which are called sort of Eretz Kenan. That's the land of Kenan. That's the gufei v'nefesh ha-bahamis. And to turn them and make them into vessels for godliness, Eretz Yisroel. To make them Eretz Yisroel. What is the difference between conquering Yericho or conquering the rest of the land? The difference between Yericho to the land in general, when we talk about in Avoida, in the soul of man, what does that refer to? The Yerichai hu gimul halavushim machshov v'dibur maisa. Yerichai represents the three garments of one's speech, one's thought, speech, and action that a person has to conquer. Those nefesh ha-bahamis, speech, thought, speech, and action, he has to conquer them and control them and turn them into godliness. What's the connection between Yerichai and these garments? Because the garments are called levushim, achshav v'dibur maisa, because Yericha comes from the Loshon Reyach, and in the Zohar it refers to it as Reicha de Levushaycha, that he smelled the smell of the Levush, and Levushim are connected to Reyach. Ki Yericha hu Meloshon Reyach, Yericha comes from the language of Reyach, Ulevushim Shayochim LeReyach, and garments are associated with Reyach. Ukerem as Loshon HaZoyar, as the hint in the language of the Zohar, Bereicha DeLevushaycha, that he was able to smell in the smell of their garments. Uklolus HaOret, so that's the level of Yericha, that's Machshav, represents Machshav Dibur Maisa. Uklolus HaOret, but when we talk about conquering the land, the general land, which is Eretz Zayin Amomin, that's the nation, the land of seven nations. That seven represents the Midos. Heim Hamidos Sheba'odom. Those are the attributes, the person's emotional, which is number seven. Chesed, Gvura, Tiferes, Netzach, Chayit, Yisrael, Malchus. These seven Midos. There's the Nefesh HaBahamis Midos. That we need to conquer as well, the Levushim and the Midos, and this is explains now why the command to Yeshua to send spies, that was only to go to Yericha. For thought, speech, and action are in the person's right, he has the ability, it's in the person's ability, he can control them. And therefore there could be a command for that, because everybody is supposed to do that. Therefore there is a command for each and everyone, to search, to scout, and to examine one's thought, speech, and action. They should be all to Hashem, to take them away from the guf and nefesh abamis and turn them to Hashem. Hashem ken amidah shebelev, as opposed to when we talk about the actual emotion, which is in the heart. Einom birshusoy shel kol odom, and not everybody has the control. The tzaddikim davkelim birshusom. It is only the righteous, the tzaddikim, only they whose heart, as we say, is in their domain. They have the ability to change that around, but not necessarily everyone, so we can't make a tzivui out of that. Therefore, the meraglim that Moshe Rabbeinu sent to scout the land, which is Livchen Asamides Sheyo, that is to examine the midas that they all should be to Hashem. Over there is Ksiv, over there is Hashlach L'cho L'daitcho Ani Eini Metzavloch. You send on your understanding, but I am not commanding you. Why? So now we understand. Ki ha'avoido di kibush ha'midas bishleimos, because this avoid of conquering the emotions fully, that is specifically through the revelation of the level of Moshe. It's not something which everybody can do, but you need to, in yourself, reveal the level of Moshe in yourself. And therefore, we can't command. This isn't equal by everybody, so it can't be a straight out command, it's just according to Moshe L'daitcha. So according to this, it turns out that only the story really of Yeshua, of the Haftorah, is applicable to everyone, but what about the story in the Torah of Meraglim? That's not applicable to everybody. The Rebbe explains, no, that even that level of sending Moshe also has a connection to everyone, because Torah is a nitzchis in all parts. Gimel. V'hine ha-Torah nitzchis, and behold, the Torah is eternal. Move on. So from this it's understood, the fact that the Torah also relates Gam. Torah doesn't just tell us about Yeshua, also about the Shiluach HaMaraglim. the Moshe. Lo Surus Kolor, it's sending the Meraglim Moshe to scout the whole land. Who Ayro Nitzchis Lekol Echad VeEchad Mi Yisrael. This is a an eternal message, lesson for each and every Yid. We just said that we don't all have the power to turn our midas, but we do have the instruction to try and to destroy the negative midas. Maybe we cannot conquer them and turn them around, but there is still a command to deal with them. Betanya will understand this by introducing that which is explained in Tanya Be'inyan Tzadikim U'Beinonim, when it discusses the idea of the Tzadikim and the Beinonim. Shavoydas HaBeinonim Hi Be'ikar B'Levush HaNefesh. The service of the Beinonim is mainly with the garments of the Nefesh. The Beinonim doesn't have the ability to turn their inside around, but it's the garments. Machshove Dibur U'Maisa. The thought, speech, and action. And that's why midas habeinoni he midas kolodom. That's why we're saying the midah of the beinoni. That measure is everyone's measure. Everybody can do that. Is supposed to do that. Shagam kishalev choymed umisave. For although also in a situation with the heart lusts and desires, is a taiva, some sort of a desire. He has the ability to hold back, to restrain himself, and to dominate his desire, the spirit of taiva that he has, not to fulfill it in action, speech, and thought. Which means shaloi lachshiv al davar zebir tzoyne, not to willingly entertain this, willingly think about it. Sometimes a thought falls into your head. Okay, you can't control what falls in, but to go ahead and entertain it, to keep on thinking about it, person doesn't, can dominate and can't control himself and push it away. Until he has the ability to totally remove his mind from it. This is the Beinoni. Beinoni works with machshava dibra maisa, as opposed to the service of tzaddikim. Maybe ikar b'midas shabalev is mainly with the emotions of the heart, which is ave v'yira. It's love and fear of Hashem, the emotional status to serve Hashem with his love and fear. Not every person merits this level. Because when we talk an item which has been given over to the heart, a person doesn't have so much choice to control that. Elo. So even though while the avoda of the tzaddikim of the heart is not something that everybody can do, still must be in lekol echad v'echad miYisrael, we still administer an oath to each and every one of the Jewish people to be tzaddik. Everybody should be a tzaddik. So we see it applies to everybody. Shekol echad tzorich gam lihishtatel b'avodas hatzadikim. Everybody needs to also put an effort in the service of the tzadikim. K'mevur baruch betanya, as explained at length in Tanya. So even the shlach lecho anoshim, which is conquering Eretz Yisrael, the idea of midos, it's still applicable to everybody. How is it applicable to everybody? So, as the Rebbe will explain, that while we cannot fully everybody conquer it, but we still have to work as tzaddikim, as explained in Tanya. Dalet, v'yashloimer, we can say, this, that there is a command to kill seven nations. That is why it is a continuous, it's an eternal instruction to kill the seven nations and conquer their land. Everybody, for everybody. Af shehakibush eretz shiva amomim hu haficha zayin hamides de nefesh habahamis likidusha. Although conquering the land of the seven nations means to turn around the seven emotions of this animal soul to kedusha, and the inyan zeh shayich litzadikim, and that's an idea, a concept which belongs to tzadikim, but ve'ein kol odom zeicha lo zeh, but not every person merits this, but yet everybody is told to eat tzadik. Ki kol echod ve'echod miYisrael tzorich lasis, for each and every person needs to do kol ma shebeyicholtoi to the extent of his ability, lekayim es haShavua shemashbi noisei tzadik, to fulfill the Shavua that he is administered, that they administer and gave him the Shavua, there should be a tzadik. So while one cannot really fully reach it, but yet everybody has to reach that level. The Rebbe has a long note in note 18, which the Rebbe brings down, that Aviv Yireh that brings to mitzvahs, everybody can do that. But the Rebbe says that is included because since that is necessary for doing mitzvahs, which is machshav v'dibra ma'isa, so that's included in the kibush of Yirichai, the conquering of the Eretz Shiva of Amim, is considered to be by itself its own conquering, as the Rebbe explains that way lengths in the notes over here. There's a bunch of notes over here in Ha'ar 18. So v'zehu mashagam ha'sipur, this is also why also the story of Shiluch Hamaragdim de Moshe, the story of sending the Raglan of Moshe Losurus, Kol Ha'aretz, Nichtav B'Torah, Meloshen Ha'irah. This is written in the Torah, which Torah is a lesson. So why was it written? It is a lesson. Shekol Echad Yisrael Tzorich Losur V'Livchon. Every single Yid needs to scout, inspect, and to examine as Hamidus Shaloi, his emotions too. Sheyia Kulom Lahavaya, they should be all for Hashem. El Moshe Afal Pikein, but still, B'meraglim de Moshe Ksiv Shlach L'chol L'daitcha Ani in Mitzav Elok. Yet over there it still says send it on your opinion, I'm not commanding you. Ki Iker Hatzivuhu, because the main command is Al HaMachshove Dibur Maisa, because the main command is for thought, speech, and action, which is Kibush Yerichai. That's the main, that's everybody Shaykh. By them, the right, everybody has the ability to change that around. As opposed to the motions of the heart, so therefore we don't have that command. Hey, what's the reason? Why is actually the garments, thought, speech, and action in the control, the person has rights to control them, is able to control them, as opposed to Mashenken Hamida Shevelevu? And the answer is Ki Machshove Dibru Maisehem Levushe HaNefesh, because Machshove Dibru Maisehem, they're garments of the soul. A garment can be put on, taken off, exchanged. It's only a garment. The essence of the Nefesh, that's a harder thing to change. Ki machshove dibro maise hem levusha nefesh. Machshove dibro maise is our garments of the soul. V'lochein, k'moyshe levusha guf. Just like in the garments of the body. Im ha'yoysha odom tzorich l'levushim. Even though that a person needs garments. Mitzad inyan hatznias for modesty purposes. Kivon di yisbei shoshu, since it was embarrassing. And also in order to protect on the person from the cold and the heat. So you do need garments for modesty reasons and also for protection. But Mekoma can be Cholte Lepeshtim. He still has the ability, the bodily garments, you can take him off. Umekol Shekein, and for sure, Shein Emuchrech Bilevushim Eilu Shalevish Akshav. He doesn't need those garments necessarily that he's wearing now. Be Cholte Lachlifim Bilevushim Achedim. He's able to exchange them for other garments. Al Derech Zehu Bilevush HaNefesh. Similarly, it is with the garments of the soul. The garments of speech, thought, and speech and thought, that's very simple. You can undress them, you can take out, that's easy, the easier. The two garments of speech and action, then you can just take them off. Now, thought is always, and even the thought which is constant, can be exchanged for another thought. So you don't have to have that same thought. As opposed to when we talk about the intellect and the emotion, they're the essence of the soul. Cannot just take them off or take them over. In order to change them around, you need an effort. You need to be given special powers from above in order to change them. And we can say, so this is the difference. That's a garment, and that's the essence. A garment can be exchanged easier. Essence, you need to work hard to change around. We can say, the inyan shehem machshava dibur ma'isehem levush. This idea that the machshava dibur ma'isehem are garments, hugame hatayim. That's also for the reasons al zeh show inyan the machshava dibur ma'iseh negeya yeser mehamides. That thought, speech, and action are more important than the midas. V'hainu, that is, the main thing is that Masha Iker Inyan Shadosh Mekol Echad V'Echad. What is the main idea that every demanded from each and every one? He avoided b'machshava dibur ma'is is the work that the person's thought, speech, and action. That's what the main demand of each individual, to make sure that his thought, speech, and action are properly. So the reason for that is it's not just because the person is able to there and his ability to change them around, but also because that's very much important. This is very important, the machshava dibur ma'aseh. We'll understand this by introducing that which is explained in many places. Be'inyan halavushim, as far as the garments, in the concept, the idea of garments. The shoydash halavushim hu lemailu m'shoydash ha'odom ha'malubash bohem. The root of the garments of the person, the machshava dibur ma'is of the person, is sourced even higher than the source of the person that dresses up in them. The garments come from a higher source, the machshava dibur ma'is. That's why they can purify the person. That advantage that they have because of their root can be recognized by them even after they have been drawn down here below. We can see the Machshavat Dibru Maise's root advantage. That's why the garments, they surround the person. That means they're above the person. And they add to the person beauty and nice. They make the person look good. Rabbi Yochanan would call the garments honors because they honor the person. Because in their root, they're higher than the person. So similar to the body, levushim, the same thing is in the garments of the nefesh, of the machshav dibur ma'aseh. The shoyrish levushim hu lemailam ha'nefesh. The root of these garments is higher than the soul. And therefore, al yidei ha'machshav dibur ma'aseh, the taryag mitzvahs, and therefore, because they're higher, so when the person's thought, speech, and action in the 613 mitzvahs, Shehem halavushim de nefesh ha'alikis, Those are the garments of the godly soul, the 613 mitzvahs when he thinks, speaks, and does them. Nasa aliyah ben neshama, that brings an elevation to the soul. L'mayli yoyser mikameshihi mitzad atzma, on a higher level than it's on its own. Zohu gam masha mitzvahs hem levushim la neshama. This is also what the mitzvahs are garments to the soul. Shal yodom davke, that's how the soul is able to enjoy this, the ray of the Shekhinah, that the mitzvahs become garments. So in Gan Eden, they are the ones that allow, that filter through, so the person should be able to enjoy the Ziva Shekhinah, as explained in Likutei Torah, in this Divra Mascha, and also in other places. But when a person's thought, speech, and action in worldly matters which are not for the sake of heaven, which is how nevushim the nefesh abahamis, if you dress yourself with garments of the animal soul, nasi yirida nefesh abahamis lemato yisar, that actually brings a further descent, a greater descent in the animal soul, lower than it was on its own. And since the godly soul is dressed in the animal soul, through the descent in the animal soul, there also a descent in the godly soul. So that the animal soul brings down the godly soul which is dressed in it low, low. This is why the main service of man is to stay away from bad and do good. In actuality, in thought, speech, and action, because the intent of the descent of the neshama below is that through the work that the neshama, the purpose of the neshama coming down is through her work below, it should go lemaila yoser, in a higher place, mikmoishi mitzad atzma, than it was on its own. Kmoishi hoiso koin miridosa, as it was before it descended. But liyazu nase, and this nasis, this elevation becomes davke, al yidei ha'avoida ba'alavushim de machshava dibro ma'isa, dafke through the service of the garments of machshava dibro ma'isa, dugmas ha'alavushim kipshuto, similar to garments, literally, shal yodom dafke, through them specifically, mitoysev yoifi v'tiferes ba'odom, the beauty, the niceness that is in the person, ha'alashom, comes through the garments chulu. V'zehu gam ma'ashi yiricha man ula shal Eretz Yisrael, this is also why yiricha is the key to Eretz Yisrael. Through this service, staying away from bad and doing good in thought, speech, and action. Especially when there is also the avoda of sending spies to Yericho, which is lost to the Lipcha, to inspect and to examine his thought, speech, and action, that should be all thought, speech, and action should be all to Hashem. Aideze magim libiru v'afichas amidus. That's where you reach to sorting out and turning over the midas kipush eretz zayin amomim, the conquering of the seven nations. Ba'ad liyarchiv es Hashem kechas gavulcha, until the time when Hashem will widen your territory. Kibush the gam eretz keni knizim kadmoni, also the lands of Kenekiv and Yizhiv Kadmoini, which is the Gimel Moichin, that represent the three intellects, Rebias, Mashiach, Tzidkenu, Bekorev, Mamash.